So thank you very much, distinguished delegate from Portugal, for your information and for extending that invitation to all countries of the region and others, of course, because there's always something to learn, when we visit such workshops. And so thank you very much. Now we'd like to move over to a panel discussion. And for this panel discussion, I'd like to invite, my colleague from Portugal is here. I'd like to invite the colleague from Luxembourg and also from Norway to join me here at the top table so that we can have this discussion. So we're going to have a panel discussion under, of course, agenda item 5 on improving governance for water and health through setting targets, implementing measures and reporting, and in giving specific focus and attention on climate sensitive targets. So distinguished colleagues from Luxembourg, Portugal, and Norway, you're most welcome. Norway is right at the far end. I cannot see you. You're most welcome. Thank you very much for joining us for this panel discussion. So, distinguished delegates, the fifth reporting cycle under the protocol highlighted that more and more countries are beginning to integrate a climate change perspective when setting their targets as they identify tackling the impacts of climate change on water, sanitation, and health as a priority issue, which is likely to become more and more urgent. And as I indicated in my presentation earlier, a strategic roundtable under the auspices of the UNECE WHO Europe Protocol on Water and Health was held here in Geneva on 13th and 14th November last year, with the objective to discuss climate change and its impacts on water and sanitation in the pan-European region. Over 100 participants, including representatives of 28 countries and experts, took part in the roundtable discussions on current and future needs and priorities in the pan-European region and the role of the Protocol on Water and Health in supporting action on climate within water, sanitation, and health sectors. As indicated in my presentation, the meeting of the Task Force on Target Setting and Reporting was held back-to-back with the Strategic Roundtable, and we discussed, among others, how the strategic priorities identified during the roundtable could be reflected in target setting under the protocol. The task force also encouraged countries to set climate sensitive targets under the protocol and to report on progress with achieving them in the next and future reporting cycles. In consideration of the above, distinguished delegates, the roundtable discussion that we're going to have will focus on climate sensitive targets. And I'm very honored to have Ketil from Norway, Helena from Portugal, and Bruno from Luxembourg. And I'm going to invite each one of the representatives to give a very short presentation, not more than 3 minutes, about their country experience and the lessons learned concerning the improvement of governance for water and health through setting targets, in particular, climate-sensitive targets and implementing measures. And I'll start off with Norway. Ketil, you have the floor. 3 minutes.